Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 21st of the 5th month of 2025. It is a Wednesday evening and the time is 21:03. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host. I am the presenter. I am the radio person. I am auntie. I am grandmother. I am bestie. I am, you know, phenomenally. I am all the nice things, really. I'm all the great things. And you know how we do on Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce a conversation of your liking, of your choice, and we run with it. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we're ready for it. Whatever you guys want to talk about, you guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call us, in case you would like to start our Wednesday. So we are waiting for Love of the Nation because he promised us a conversation today. So we are waiting for him. You, I'm waiting for you. And good evening. Are you guys talking in the background?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fantastic, my baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Are you good? How's school? You know, I want that graduation gown to go around. So
I'm graduating tomorrow.
Oh, you are graduating tomorrow and you didn't even talk about the getting the gown. What are you renting?
I actually just didn't get time to call on air.
You don't know how to call off air.
That's why you're telling your mother, I think it's high time. It's high time that Walinga makes up a
WhatsApp group. Muriko conference call, ah? Nenga muri together?
We are together.
Oh, you guys are all together, all of you.
Together, we are cuddling.
Oh, you guys are cuddling. This, oh, what in the machine, Nene, Nakanamwe?
No,
I'm a
Hi, Mama.
Hi, darling. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, just get Leona.
Hello, mother.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm okay, ma. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know what I feel like I should do? I should get a castle, right? I should get a castle built, and then I just have you guys living there for like a couple of months, and then we just do our things. It's paint. It's just do our things, whatever our minds tell us. Even if it's sleeping.
No outsiders will be allowed.
No outsiders will be allowed, my dear. It's just us. Like, ooh, just from the flames of life.
But before doing that, you should make us an end year function.
End year function. Hey, we are in May, girl. But okay, yeah. And what plans do you have now for this end year function, my dear?
No, I honestly just want to meet all of you.
Nah? What are we going to be doing? You know, I'm socially awkward. I'm socially awkward. I get tired very quickly.
But you won't get tired of us.
Later on, I don't really know what to do with you guys. And then I just tell you guys, okay, the food and the snacks are over there and the TV is there, eh, guys. Ngandi gala apokashona, eh? As long as we're in one space most together.
Yeah.
As long as we're oxygening together.
Then we get to hear you laugh.
If anything is funny. We don't just laugh like that, Mos. Something has to be funny. So are you guys going
to
come with your best jokes?
No,
huzzah! And Leo, where are you?
We are together.
Okay, but look at that one. Are you in Utapi?
I'm with
Faith. Are you in Utapi, Leo? Don't let these girls from phone calls dictate your life. These girls you've never met in real life. They want to dictate where you are. We're somewhere, say how. While your mother is asking you, just we're somewhere safe, mom. Don't look for me and don't go to the police. How?
We are all safe.
This is what peer pressure looks like. Yeah, no, we are all safe. Even the one that's not safe. For 3 days, you guys are just safe. We're somewhere safe, but Anua, we were told it's a safe place here.
You know what I saw today, mom, for the first time in my life?
What did you see?
I saw a boat for the police.
It was, where was it going?
Oh, a stadium.
Because we know that the boats cannot really boat there where you guys, the waters are not deep enough. So it was maybe going somewhere, it's being transported or it's being shown for display. What did it look like?
Just like, Okawa, Toki Makeri, it's white. Mm-hmm. It just looked like Okawato. Mm-hmm. Like those things that I used to see in television.
Waza. Mara, ngwe yokata ya poko swa kopo ano ngwe kashi shali poka shpo e?
First time in my life.
Yeah, ina. Yeah, ina. Yokata ya poko swa kopo.
Ah.
Shali poka shpo e?
Ah.
Ah, she feels zambara ne. Oh, ina, ina, ina. No, I decided that it's not what I want. In fact, I don't want relationships. I want a degree.
Now you're looking at the campus there, my dear.
You're looking on campus. Yes, the ones on campus are no, guys.
Guys. No, I never knew it would happen to me until it happened.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, Angelou. Hey, what happened, girl?
I'm waiting for the details.
There is Leo that doesn't want to tell us where he is, somewhere safe. Did you drop out, you? How?
Don't worry, I'm safe and sound.
And doing something with your life, Nenge. You're just safe under your box, huh? Under the bridge. I'm safe here.
I know.
I'm under your roof.
Okay.
You see? You see?
It's a roof. Is it the roof where you're supposed to be? Is it a roof?
It's a roof.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's a roof.
Hey. Who's the roof?
What I was thinking is that I'm so there today now.
Okay, what did you say? Okay, let's listen to Aina collectively and then we can chip in. Hey, okay. Yes, Aina?
It was first time in my life. Seeing it.
You did what? We're still there.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen. Now, if the government owns
this
it,
Wednesday will bring for us. Eh?
Now, what about the part that in Namibia used to a flood? Do the guys send those things?
They do, in helicopters.
It's just that this side that you are not affected, you don't see anything.
You will only see things when you are affected. Just like you will only see sick people when you work at the hospital. When you work at the hospital, that's when you see sick people.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So when you're in a flood situation, that's when you'll be rescued.
Ah, I saw it for the first time in my life.
It's like being a criminal. You'll never see jail if you're not a criminal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the same.
Oh.
But we are glad you saw it. So, there? Go campus, huh?
That's the only thing that I saw new today.
Your life. The most exciting thing in your life right now is a boat. Whoa. Oh, what a man. Like, okay, blue. Like, wow. Okay. What happened to the savage we knew? The savage got compassion in her heart. She saw a couple of people die. So she's like, life is short, guys. We must be nice. Mother will humble you, my dear. Mother will teach you compassion for others. And you must be, you know, great and give yourself a hug. Oh.
Yeah. Look, is it cold outside?
Yes. Ventuk is cold. It is cold. It is cold. It is very, 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 very cold.
It was 9 degrees.
Yeah. At 9 degrees, we felt it today.
Today, I feel like today is better than yesterday.
Yesterday was a bit warmer. Today is cold, guys. Like, today had me rethinking my life choices. Like, I don't know, like, man, this radio gig, it all of a sudden it became a gig, not a job. This radio gig that I got going on. And then I did some meditation and some yoga, and then I came to work. Because I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What negative talk is this?
It's just the wind. It's not that cold.
Okay.
But today was a little bit better. I'm like, okay, that's how I feel. Like,
I know. Guys, where is Leo? Who else is here?
That's it.
That's it. Only the three of us.
What?
Only the four of us.
Why am I? What?
Yeah. Did I say that?
Why am I?
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you, Leo?
Can I tell you where
you are?
We want to know where you are. I want to know where you are. Look at that one. That one is a full-on tease. That one, Anna, is a full-on tease, my dear. She pretends like she's like, it's safe with me. Things, how? Let's make the party. She'll not come. She'll be the instigator of the party. Let's get together. Yeah, she'll not come. Ha. Huh? This one's we know them.
You are really capable.
Yeah, she's very, like, very, very capable. So how's life, Leo? I want to know how the boy child is doing. How's life, please?
Life is going good.
Move closer to the phone, my dear. The whole time you're talking nice. All of a sudden, very serious things. Life's nice. Ah. Closer to the phone.
Life is going well. Nothing much is going on.
Okay. What is That's going on? Those ones are making those sounds because they've already been asked. They have already answered. I know everything about their lives at this moment. Everything. I know where their parents are. I know what they are I know everything. So, how's life? What are you doing? No, you're not the strange one. You're just the one that never calls. So, how's life?
Everything is going good. Right now, we're on the midterm. And I'm going to start again in June. So, it's cool.
So, are you going back home?
I'm on a break, so. I haven't.
Yeah, just the...
Wait, home where?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Home where? I just want to know, where's home? Like, what do you consider as home?
I'm still in the north.
You're still in the north?
I'm still in the north.
Which part of the north?
Unfortunately.
Oshakati. Uh-huh.
Just based here.
What are you studying?
Occupational health.
Yes. Occupational health. What is occupational health?
Yeah. How do I answer this?
It's not like those girls' courses. Those girls' courses are self-explanatory. Because we see them every day, those girls that are talking in the background. We know what they are studying, those ones. Ah. But you, occupational health, what is that?
safety in the workplace. So, like, mm-hmm. put it as likely as possible, just safety in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go work? City of Windhoek?
Could be.
Yes,
city. I honestly don't know.
The city pays nice. So dream there.
Very nice.
Have you ever seen a city of Windhoek person protesting? even the dustbin guy is picking up our dustbins with a smile on his face, my dear. That's the love. Yeah? The bag. Guys, the bag.
People always say it's expensive, man.
What is expensive?
Like, life in Windhoek is very expensive, apparently.
Mm.
I never found out how expensive it is, but people just say that it's expensive.
Usually people that say things are expensive are people that live outside of their means. Because when you buy a Range Rover, right? You don't buy a Range Rover because of Weshi Haruka. You buy a Range Rover because you are ready. So you are ready for full tank that is 5K. You are ready, you know, for service that is 10K. You are ready for it. That's why you buy it at a time in your life when you are ready. So when you do things when you are ready, right? It will never be expensive. You will never see your house is far. Because it's your house. Okay, like, how can it be far? Then other people's homes. So life is not expensive, man. You must just learn to budget and put your things in order and move according to yourself. Learn how to trust yourself. That's it.
It's a hard bargain in this country.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why. I'm surrounded by people that don't really don't know how to budget, like, to be precise.
Now the question is, why are you taking advice from those people?
I don't
take advice from people really that don't know how to budget. How?
I really don't.
Mm.
What else do you want to know?
Oh, well.
No, I'm suddenly in the mood of asking.
No, you're suddenly in the mood of speaking, right? As a young man in a country such as this one, what are your biggest fears for your future?
Biggest fears.
For your future. In this country, for your future.
Why are you specifying?
My dear, it cannot be spiders. How? No. It must be for the future.
Okay.
If you have any fears.
Can it be snakes?
How? This is way the direction I didn't want to go. I want to talk about serious things. Like, as a young man, like, in this country right now, like, what are you afraid of in this country?
In this country?
Nothing. That's living pretty.
No, there is.
What is that?
I think it's just...
There's a lot going on. So what are you afraid of?
It's gonna be deep, man.
We got time.
Leonard, can I answer for him?
No. You are not Leonard and you are not a boy. This is not LGBTQ. Okay, you have your own fears.
Let me put it lightly and say, mm-hmm. I think it's literally just bringing a life into this world but not being able to survive.
Look at this one.
Leo.
It's the best I can come up.
Okay, so your biggest fear is becoming somebody's father and not being able to maintain them or to protect them, or what are you afraid of not being able to do?
All of the above.
Everything.
Maintaining, protecting, everything.
What would you need to protect them from?
I'll secure myself, man. Secure myself.
What would you need to protect your children from? From poverty. From poverty, my dear. Everybody's just thinking about money. From poverty. Oh, eating bread and water. No. That must be because it's what you want. It's not because it's what, that's the only thing that's there. Yeah.
I think I just don't want to be an absent father.
You don't want to be an absent father? How do you think you can achieve that?
Yeah.
His girl's me. It's just that he's there at time, but if he wasn't there at time, we'll cut them. Kurafi. Okay, so what were we saying, Leo?
That I don't want to be an absent father.
Okay, how do you prevent that?
That one now. The best way I can put it is personal. That's it.
Personal, private. Intimate. It's a secret. Leo.
Okay, what makes you think you'll be a
prince? Mara, you guys are bad.
What did you say?
I'm forgetting that I'm on.
Leo?
I forgot that I'm.
What makes you think you'll be an absent father?
He didn't say that. Non-listener. He said that part of his fears is.
Part of his fear is personal.
No, that's not what he said. You're not going to put words in Leo's mouth. I asked Leo, listen. Anna, I asked Leo, what are his biggest fears as a young man in this country? And he said that part of his fears, right, with everything included, you know, lack of success, what, everything that is happening, part of the fears is him being an absent father if it ever happens, because that's not what he wants to be. So what were you going to ask?
No, for me now, I'm asking Anegucha, what makes him think he might be an absent father?
He doesn't know. That's why he's afraid. Because nobody actually talks about it. Nobody actually says, yo, brah, me, I'm an absent father, because they all just go and sit and lie about how they support their kids, but they don't. Do you know that there's somebody out there, ne, that thinks that your father is paying for your university? Ha! Not your next father! It's true! You people are laughing, ne? But there's someone out there, his friends. They are like, yo, brah. There's somebody out there that's thinking, kuchata. Like, and you are like, how? Because men sit around and then they talk, hey, can you call you nam? Because, and apparently all the universities are the same. Nyang we liko you, IUM, kuliko you nam. Shiri. Because men don't actually have open and honest conversations with one another, and they don't tell truths. The only time they tell truths is when the mother is already angry, like their baby mothers is already angry, and then she's taturamo sapota or something dramatic. That's when they can go and sit and talk about it. Yeah, but this woman, I don't understand why this woman is doing this and what. But they don't talk about the fact that you have not sent money to this child for 2 years. You understand? So at the end of the day, I understand your fear, because you also come from a world that, or you come from a place that somehow encourages this indirectly.
Yeah.
But I think that the best way you can avoid this.
Between the background.
Yes. The good thing about this is that you can just tell yourself that you're only going to have kids when you're married. Their airtime finished. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday. So what we do on our Wednesdays is we present conversations that you guys want to talk about and we basically run with it. So if you would like to have a conversation, you can always come through on 0832-888-401. That is the number in studio. And we can have a conversation about whatever it is you want to have a conversation about. Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking with a conglomerate, a group of youths. My youths, my personally groomed youth. And we were basically just asking about fears and what their fears are. And we started with Leo, and part of his fears is amongst many others, and it's not many, but it's just amongst some of the fears, is being an absent dad. Now, this is a conversation mainly not just about, not just being an absent father, but the way it is romanticized within our society, right? I can understand and relate to his fears because nobody wants it, but it happens so much. It looks like it is the boy child's fate. It looks like it is where they are bound to end up, or where they are bound to go if things are not done correctly, according to their own standards, etc. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Demetrius.
Good evening, love of the nation. How you doing?
I doing well. Mm-hmm. Thank you. How is the evening over there?
The evening is splendid and wonderful.
I am very much happy to hear that.
So what do we have on the table tonight?
Today, on Wednesday, I come with this one.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. As individuals, and as we are the nation,
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
I didn't hear that part. You said as individuals and we are the nation.
Yes. Would we able to achieve our goal without being social interaction?
Okay. We as individuals.
And the nation.
Nation at large. I would like to believe that it depends on what our goals are. Because you do find people with goals of that don't involve other people at all, that is just self-centered and it's just for them. But I think that many of us aspire to obtain things, to get things, and everything is linked to somebody. So I don't think that we can achieve anything without unity or social interaction. Or what do you think?
All right. Social interaction.
Yeah.
When we are being able to express ourselves clearly and understanding others while we in life.
Yeah.
When we pose much focus and put much effort in social interaction.
Yeah.
The matter, I can tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
there will be no uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no social ill conceived practiced among peoples.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no division among the families.
Okay.
There will be no acceptance or GBV among the partners.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no violence and there will be no more disagreement among people if we really put much focus on social interaction.
Mm-hmm. Building relationships with one another. Building good relationships with one another through social interaction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The clear example is what we are doing now.
Yeah.
If we as the peoples, we are ready even to engage in discussions as we are doing it here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone share his or her own opinion. Everyone will be able to listen to one another and understand each other. The metric where there will be no division, there will be no fighting, there will be no exchange of vulgar language or swear language. Now the big problem which interrupts our dreams, interrupt our development, interrupt our progress. Some of the people are only expecting others to hear their concern very well, but they are not ready to understand others. Understand others' opinion. Understand others' challenges or issues. Then together we can see how can we lender an assistance to each other so that we can move forward. Now the floor is yours.
No, I agree. I agree, full stop. Next.
I've already
said everything that I needed to say. I believe that, within you are absolutely correct. And that is why I said that, not unless somebody has no intentions, right? To interact with other people at all, then they can say that, social interaction is not a necessity. It's not a need. But even if they say it is not a need, there is social interaction in one way or another for them to continue living, because we are a society bound species. We believe in community. We believe in society, and society helps us grow and helps us keep living. So it's just a matter of engaging with in this society and maybe being a part of this community. But if you don't want to be, you can live there under your rock by yourself. But eventually at some point, right, you have to come out of that rock, because you need other human beings. And if we, if we had an ounce of love, if we had more love and more compassion and more passion towards one another, and we spoke in kindness, or we were intentional with our good behavior and loving behavior and humanities, right? Then we would definitely go a step further than just coexisting within the society. We would say also that we have the power to change the societies in which we live in with positive communication and also positive social interactions and also a positive information sharing and so forth. If we can build strong and reputable relationships with one another, then we also have the power and the ability to steer others into the correct direction instead of watching us fall and plummet into the ground. So I agree with what you're saying.
And the issue with some of our people, they don't want to engage with others firstly in a peaceful conversation or discussions.
Do they know how to do it?
But some are trying to lectify them so that they can do it, but due to their, maybe I don't know how to call it, they don't like to put it into a practice.
But do they know how to do it? Because the thing about the humanitarians, right? The people like you.
When you start, make your point.
The people, the people that are like you, the people that are for the human being, and the people that want better for society, that want better, right? For mankind. I believe that the frustration when it comes to interacting with other people is the fact that, we assume that everybody should know good from bad, right from wrong. And some of the things are foundational, but the problem is that we don't come from the same foundation. And when people struggle with basic things, we tend to become frustrated because we first teach, and then somebody just doesn't get it. Because also, getting out of old habits and old routines is very difficult. Mm-hmm. And that is the part where the teacher or the humanitarian struggles because it is just there. So I ask questions like, do they know how to? Because that one is a relevant one because it is assumed that they should know how to because these are foundations of being a human being. And it's not only just taught in our houses, it's taught everywhere. So no matter where you are coming from, right? It is part of the rules, it's part of the laws, it's part of the church, it's part of a community, it's everywhere. So the problem is, can we accept that one? If it is really the case, or if somebody is just enontong kukutu for nothing.
You have made a relevant question that do they know it? Since the beginning of our death, no one was born with an experience or skills in each and everything.
Yeah.
People, they know how to handle on different matters because they have desire to learn, listen and learn from others.
Yeah.
If you refuse to learn and listen from others, there will be no other way to know other things. That is the truth. And some of our people, when others, they start to make their point or to express their views.
Yes.
Instead of listening to an idea of a person, then if there is need of a correction, then you can correct a person or you can also give your idea through and engage in a peaceful discussion.
Yes.
Some of the people, when something affects her or him, already start to get angry and
defensive.
Make an attempt to defensive or interrupt others so that he cannot finish to make his
that
or
point.
Her point.
Mm.
That will be also lock back on others something which were supposed to lecture you.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that one, do you understand why some people do that?
Maybe I can predict. I don't really understand it.
Yeah, because it's not something that people should do. You know, it's not something that people should do, like we are interrupting each other when we are talking and also trying to shush other people when they are talking, right? Those are bad manners. The reason that it bothers you is because you have, certain, moral standards and principles, right? And then there are certain things that you know as a humanitarian that this is right, this is wrong. And now this person doesn't have that. And that is why we say that you can't learn if you keep doing these things that you are doing here. But maybe we can explain to them why they are doing it. Because sometimes they don't actually understand why they are doing it. Sometimes they just do it because it's what they are used to. One of the reasons that I figured that I've seen is the reason that people do this, right? Is because throughout their lives, they have been accused, maybe. Even when they were not doing anything, they were accused. So they develop these defensive mechanisms of when you are about to say something, and it seems or feels like it's going to end negatively, they start to interrupt so that you never finish.
You are right.
Yeah.
Thus, on other hands, most of us, we used to lose the cases.
Yes.
It is video.
So now, you are losing and you didn't do it, but just because the other lawyer here, ne, is talking faster and is crying and is,
I did not finish.
Yeah.
Then most of the people used to lose their cases even if that person is not guilty.
Yes.
Instead of express your view and give your point as clearly as it's supposed to be, a person only starts to frustrate, unable to speak, want to fight, want to exchange
insults,
swear or verbal insults. While others are just speaking right, what the person fits the point. Then the people have to listen to someone who express his or her view clearly.
Yes. Because you are swearing words, we are not going to listen to you anymore.
If you fail to make your point clearly, how do people, they are going to make a right decision on your behalf.
But with that one, right? With that one, especially with children, it is a practice that is very rare amongst parents. And that is why with me, I try and practice it. I give my children the opportunity to tell me. And I listen regardless of how long it takes. I listen so that they can fight their things fairly. Especially if it's a fight between them, then they can fight fairly. But many of our parents don't have the patience for that. So even if this person can't talk freely, even if this person is not talking fast enough, even if this person is not doing even if this person is scared, right? An opportunity to speak, an opportunity to voice your views, an opportunity to matter in the conversation. conversation is something that we have to practice intentionally, because it creates adults that are incapable of hearing something without being defensive.
Yes.
Shashi, their whole lives, yes, they have been stomped under. And then now, when they are finally adults, if any sign of anything just comes up, then they are on the defense immediately. Even in a situation that is not a fight, it ends up being a fight while it could have been a peaceful conversation. But it's because this person doesn't know how to deal with what? With confrontation and answering questions in a timely manner or in an accurate way. And this also happens with people that do bad things.
Yes.
People that do bad things, usually, with people that do bad things, right? They are always afraid somebody knows something about what they did. Because their things are so many. Yeah, so the minute you start talking about, the problem is I really don't like people that steal, and it's only the two of you guys, right? Yeah, I really don't like people that steal. I just don't understand why people do it. When you start talking like that, then the person gets defensive because they think, right, that you are going to now call them out on the thing that they stole from you, that you didn't even know of. Maybe you found out. That means they are walking around with a guilty conscience. They are walking around with a lot of anxiety and fear. And now they are just using muscle to keep you quiet, you know? So every time you start talking, you understand. And just belittle you straight before you even finish talking.
But why we can't just listen to the person and express or give his or her idea in fully? Then, after a person finish, then you begin to lecture if there is need and lectification.
Sometimes,
which is important to understand a person. Understand a person. Yeah.
Sometimes I can listen to you, and I will just choose one thing, right? Because you can say, have you ever had a conversation with somebody, where you are telling them, for example, like in your past relationships, or like the past relationship where you are talking, which are, me, I don't like this alcohol thing of yours. And I don't understand this thing of the cell phone where when we are together, we are fine. But when you go, you just, or she took up. Now imagine you are telling somebody something like that, right? And before you can finish, right? Most of the times when we do that, right, it is out of guilt because there's really something bad that's happening in the background. And sometimes it's a fear of being accused. So now you jump the gun before the person can accuse you. You say things like, "Norundira jengai, kwete kushwata meka narenga o norundira jengai wafawia keko kurundira."
And when it come on serious, engage on serious discussion, some of the people you chase them far away. Some of the people they get serious angry. Some they are even start to libel you.
But with serious conversations, to be honest, right? At the age where we are,
we
can't not have serious conversation.
Without shouting.
Yes.
Without stigmatize
and belittling each other.
As long as we are just discussing in a constructive manner.
But people are not used to having constructive conversations, love of the nation, because people are unhealthy. People don't know how to have healthy conflict. They don't know how to do it. Because yes. wherever they come from, ne omaruho that.
Sir, I like to tell the people that in order to taste the bitterness or sweetness of something,
you
also have to look yourself in a mirror.
Mm.
Don't only think it on other side or don't only do it on other side.
Yes.
But you have also to look yourself within that image.
Mm.
Think like, oh, okay, I don't like people who use to shout on others, or I don't like people who like to argue even something which he or she didn't know. I don't like people who only start throwing words on others without even pay attention. Okay, you also must lead by example.
Yes.
When someone starts, then also you have to listen and understand others' ideas, or give also your idea, or somebody used to listening. Okay, how do I know if a person didn't want to speak his or her idea clearly, but others also refuse to give their ideas clearly to others and understand others' ideas, which will be missed on social interaction. When we keep on a social interaction, the betterment will be for all.
Yeah.
Let me end here and come back later some more minutes. Let me give a chance to others. We'll be back with another one.
My dear, no problem. Thank you so much, love of the nation.
Thank you so much, Demetriac. Let us keep a social interaction.
As a belief.
Together we can develop.
Together we can.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao. All right.
I will be back.
No problem. I'm just here. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to do the same, today is Wednesday. So you guys can call in and you guys can introduce the conversation for tonight and we can dive with it. I'm very, very flexible and there's no conversation that I can't dabble into. So the number in studio is 0832888401 and you guys can call in and we can have the conversation. But apart from that, Love of the Nation was talking about social interaction and, what it would mean for us to be a good society, you know, to build relationships, you know. Social interaction refers to the process of people engaging with one another, involving communication, exchanging of information, and building relationships. It's fundamental. It's a fundamental aspect of human behavior, shaping how individuals interact in groups and contribute to the overall social structure. Now, the best way that we can do this, right, is communication. Social interaction involves sharing information, ideas, and emotions through various means, such as verbal and nonverbal communication. Exchange. Interactions often involve the exchange of words, of goods, services, or even social rewards, reinforcing relationships and contributing to a social dynamic. And the next one is building relationships. Social interactions are the foundation for building and maintaining relationships within families, teams, communities, and other social structures, shaping behavior. Social interaction influences how individuals behave, learn, and adapt within social contexts. Socialization. Interactions play a crucial role in the process of socialization, where individuals learn social norms, values, and behaviors from others. So what social interactions basically teach us is that we somewhat or in every situation that we are in, or in the life that we are in, we need other people, we need camaraderie, we need community, we need teams, we need relationships. And it is important to know that the way we create these safe areas, or not safe areas, but in terms of how do we create a good sense of social interactions, it is through communication, through exchange, through building relationships, shaping behavior, and socialization. That is how we build a community that is made up of social interactions, which refers to the process of people engaging with one another and involving communication, exchanging of information, and building relationships. If we can work on our social interaction as a people, then we can definitely curb a few of the social ills that we have, and a few of the behavioral patterns that people have picked up along the way to make the society dangerous and unsafe, and also a place of coldness. It's just the same as, I know that this is a sensitive conversation, but there is a woman that was killed, right? And the neighbors, they are talking about she was screaming before she got raped and murdered. She was screaming. And part of the screaming, also involved talking, or screaming the murderer and rapist's name. So imagine if somebody is screaming and somebody is yelling and all of that, and the society is not going outside to look, then what has society become? It has society not become a place that is so scary that even if you would rather hear somebody dying outside than actually going in the night to go and see what is happening, because you are not sure that you will not suffer the same fate.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi, or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economy news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Olum Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuro Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekwatafano na Monica Kushikondosha Ipindi kon Norahita Twimwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe Nohamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mamberewa kon Norahita Natu, Bali Oheta Tuvatatu, Ne Nola no Natu. Ninge Dumo Emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, so today is Wednesday, and what we do on Wednesdays is we introduce any topic of your choice. It's your day. It's your choosing. You guys can come and you guys can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And we've had our previous callers that have called in and spoke about the things that they want to speak about. And we've asked questions, you know, what is it like to be a young male in Namibia, and what are your fears? And the phone was cut short, but we're waiting for them to call back because, you know, it's Wednesday. We're waiting for them to call back. And then also we had Love of the Nation that came through as well, and he spoke about social interaction, and that was also a good conversation to have nonetheless. So ladies and gentlemen, we are now moving on to our second part of the conversation, or the second part of our show today. So you should know that this is a 3-hour series, right? And in these 3 hours, what we do is we basically wait for you guys, but while we are waiting, we can most not sit in silence. Like just waiting. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And then we just wait for you guys, because sometimes you guys are shy. Sometimes you guys are scared. Sometimes it is just the economy showing flames and throwing hands. So sometimes we just keep it moving. I saw this clip on the internet that I was browsing aimlessly, right? Because, you know, we browse aimlessly in this generation. And this guy was basically addressing the White House, and he was talking about, he was not talking about anything, or the clip didn't go that far. It was, if Keep It Moving was a person. So this guy came on to say that, today's conference is going to be a bit short, but we have to address all the matters that we have made this conference for, because things have to keep moving. And my wife just died. Like legit, like literally. He says, my wife just died. And we're like, how? Everybody's like, how are you still here standing? Because love of your life, you know, wife, you know, mother of your kids just passed away, and you are there like, yeah, my wife died. My wife passed away. So everybody started asking questions, but the questions that they were asking were not related to the issue that they were there for. It was more about, how do you feel? Is there anything that, imagine the journalists are the ones that are asking, like, hey, matriarch, because they deal with people a lot, and, or they deal with the same people a lot. There's like, I feel that everybody that is in employee and in important places must know Justiciamos of Eagle FM. So everybody's like, hey, Justicia. So the journalist, one of the journalists asked, like, is there anything that we can do for you? And he's like, no, just keep us in your prayers. But I think what was it's not off per se, but it, what was astonishing is the fact that he kept a straight face throughout. He kept a straight face. There was no breaking down. There was no crying. There was no nothing. And he even said, but with a straight face, right? This is why I'm saying like, here's some jobs. Some jobs are very difficult. And he says that, yes, right now I am absolutely shattered and I'm absolutely sad. I just want to go behind this podium and sit down and just weep, you know? You're like, but you're not saying it like somebody that's just gonna, you know? And this is what I was thinking about when it came to not being ruled by our emotions, where we can put our emotions on the side and keep going and keep doing what we are supposed to be doing, regardless of what we are going through emotionally. Now, this guy is a perfect example of that, because I don't think there is a worse emotion than losing somebody. Losing somebody to death, I don't know. And, the other journalist, had a question also and asked that, okay, so did you tell your kids? And he's like, well, the children were in the car with their mother. So my daughter lost her legs and my son is in ICU and my wife is dead. Like, but the whole time that he's saying or he's speaking, right? It's literally with a straight face, not even one tear, guys. Straight face. And he's there for the agenda on the table. We are talking about, we are talking about state funds, and this is what we are talking about, and all the journalists like are asking about his emotional well-being, up to a point where he said that, okay, I'm going to entertain one more conversation about my family, my wife and my children, and then after that we start now with work. I'm like, yo, guys, that kind of dedication to the job is one thing. And then also putting away your emotions just like that. Just, I don't know. Like, where do you, like, people have compartments. Like, how come everybody doesn't have compartments? Or do you create the compartments yourself? Because, Vele, some of us, you know, small women problems, and you're like, oh, my life is ending, guys. Oh, whoa, my emotions. And we are number one to put it there, and that we are not feeling well, and it is just a bad day, and life can't work, and work can't work today because we are not feeling well. But yet this guy comes to work when his wife died in a car accident, and his children are one of his children is fighting for his life in a coma, and his daughter lost her legs. Not her leg, not her foot, not her toe, her legs. And he is there at work, like, yo. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know what I should say about it or how to scrutinize that kind of dedication to work and that kind of packaging when it comes to emotions. I don't know, because I feel like there's a breakdown going to come. So is the breakdown going to come when he's home, or is the breakdown going to come now when he's finished talking? Because we also didn't watch the whole conference. I think eventually he just finished his conference and then he went and that's it. So I don't know. It's an intense world out there. But for you that is thinking that, oh no, I can't do anything if I'm not emotionally fit and if I'm not emotionally what, I'm just telling you right now that maybe you can. Maybe, just maybe, you can still go to work if you're feeling bad. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. But also, I do not want you to push yourself. I don't want you to push yourself if you really can't. So right now in our second conversation, while I wait for you guys to come through on 083-288-401, we're going to talk about reassurance and what it is. So when we talk about reassurance, right? It says that reassurance is basically taking away all doubt from another person or all fears from another person in regards to you. So reassuring you, right, is saying that you are a great listener. Eh? You are a great audience. That is reassurance that, okay, the matriarch thinks that I am a great listener and I am a great audience to have. And therefore I go through life saying this to myself and knowing this. And reassurance usually only matters from people that matter. So if the president tells you that you are a great journalist, right? Then you will feel it, because it's different. The president doesn't have to, but the president matters most. The president doesn't have to, but they reassure you that you are a phenomenal journalist. You are a phenomenal TV presenter. You are a phenomenal radio presenter. You are a phenomenal employee. You are a phenomenal bricklayer. You are phenomenal. You are good, you know, and that is reassurance. And sometimes when we are talking about reassurance or when we want reassurance, it's usually from people that matter in one way or another. It's either through class, status, or through relationship. Now, through relationship, I don't think that we take personal relationships reassurance too far, or they don't hold a lot of water. For example, if your mom tells you that you are the best geologist, or you are the best aquamarine person, or you are the best hoti-toti cultivating person, if your mom tells you that, are you really honestly going to believe it, or are you going to have an inkling of doubt when it comes to her telling you this? Because you're like, you're just saying it because you're my mother. You're just saying it because you love me. You're just saying it because I am your child and this is what you're supposed to say. Now, what we don't consider is that people are not supposed to say anything. People are not supposed to do anything they don't want to. Most of the times people do things because that is what they want to do. And when they reassure us, they mean it. Many people actually don't have okamwenga. We have okamwenga with ourselves. We are the ones that are insecure within ourselves, and we are the ones that can't take compliments. We can't take good things coming to us, and that is why we downplay everything that is good about us. So when Mother Dearest tells you that, oh, you are such a great lawyer, you're like, bruh, like, you're just saying that because you're my mother. But is it because your mom is incompetent of what a great lawyer looks like and you undermine her intelligence? Or is it because she is your mother, so you never think that her professional opinion of you is from a professional place? It is from a space of actually understanding and knowing. Or is it really just because she really doesn't know what a great lawyer is, and you know that you are not a great lawyer? And when she says that, you have your own doubts and your own fears, and you impose them on her, and you put these fears and emotions on her to make her opinion irrelevant, to make her opinion null and void, because you have your own demons. And sometimes also, we don't deserve the compliments that we get that are supposed to be reassuring us of the people we are, because in hindsight, we are actually not those people. So somebody says that you are the best girlfriend I've ever had in my whole entire life. You don't believe that you're the best girlfriend that this person has ever had in their whole entire lives, because you're actually not. Because there is infidelity, there is a person that you are chatting with, there's a person that you go and see on Wednesdays at room 55, you know. And there are so many things that you do in the dark that doesn't make you a good girlfriend. And you know this. And that is why the reassurance or the removing of doubt within yourself and fears doesn't actually go away, because because it's not doubt. It's not doubt. It is not a fear. It is a fact. It is a fact that you are not a good girlfriend. It is a fact that you are not a good architect. It is a fact that you are not a good Kapana salesperson. It is a fact that you are not good at selling fardu. Because, right, maybe there's something else that shows that you are not this person. And the reason we're talking about reassurance is the insecurities that we as human beings have within ourselves, and also the efforts that people make in order to make our lives a little bit easier, even if it is just with words. We don't take into account how difficult it is for us to give others compliments, for us to applaud others, for us to not be envious of one another and actually keep rooting for each other. We deem things too easy, and yet we can't do them. When last did you give somebody a compliment wholeheartedly? When last were you not afraid to give somebody a compliment? When last did you reassure anybody of anything without looking at yourself 10 times? Because we are afraid of scrutiny. We are afraid of being criticized. We are afraid of being labeled. We are afraid of rejection. And we are definitely afraid of what the next person is going to say. This also happens a lot within friend groups. We're going to start with the man and then we're going to end with the woman. Now, with male friend groups, I would like to say that male friend groups, it's not that they don't know how to console one another. It's not that they don't know how to advise one another. It's not to say that they cannot see the negative impact of things in their friends' lives. The problem is how their friends are going to receive it, and also how they are going to say it in such a way that it makes them comfortable. So sometimes you find your friend that is, you guys are most now, both guys, you find your friend saying, you know, and they are saying it under their breath. They are saying it in such a way that it doesn't make a scene. It doesn't make a what. It doesn't make a what. And it seems like it's not too serious. So you don't take it too serious. Because if you were going to take it too serious and you are a person that is scary, intimidating, aggressive, then you're going to turn around and ask this person, which, yeah, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? You know, and then it's going to cause conflict, and maybe your friend is extremely afraid of conflict, but they also want to help you. And this is the glitch that happens. Now, within this glitch, it is where men go astray. And men go astray in a society full of friends. Men go astray in a society that is meant to assist them and meant to help them and meant to guide them and meant to be a part of. Men are supposed to be part of the society in which we all live in. Even though they have their own society, the male society, they also live within a society. And we are now supposed to be coexisting as two genders, right? We are supposed to be coexisting in this society, but yet it seems as if men are not really getting out of the Stone Age, or they are not getting out of their shells. And it is not to say that their friends are completely bad, because once or twice or thrice here, we have definitely blamed them and their friends for not advising them properly, for not being there for them, for not trying harder for their male counterparts, for them not having a boys' club, for them not having a real male conference that is not talking about women, and it's not talking about cars and sports, but it's really honestly talking about how we can be better, how we can make money, how we can build our society. We blame them a lot for that particular aspect of their space, but it is because I think that sharing reassuring information or reassuring one another. It is a very difficult thing to do because men consider that as a deep level of intimacy, and into me you see. So if I am reassuring you by saying that, no man, you are a great son, right? You are a good son. How do I tell my friend that is being verbally abused by his mom and being told that he is a bad mom, a bad, bad son? How do I, as a male, tell my friend that is going through this that I think that he's the best son that ever walked through the earth in a way that is macho and in a way that is manly? That is the problem. The fact that we have to rethink and restructure what we are going to say, how we are going to say what we are going to say, when we are going to say it. As men, a lot of conversations go unspoken of because the reassuring one another part is extremely difficult. It is extremely difficult to not, to be kind and to reassure your friend without feeling like you are too sensitive or you are too feminine and you are too girly. Because men are most now afraid of being girls. I don't know. Everything that is bad is just a woman. And I find that so insulting. As a woman, I find that so insulting because there are so many things that women best men at. Like a woman can be a better man than a man can be a man. Right. Like in all honesty. Right. And then they still could categorize us as weak and meek. And for me, that is an insult. So you find two guys insulting each other. And in the mix of their insults, right? One would say, hey, I'm not your girlfriend. Like being a girlfriend is such a bad thing. Or being a girlfriend is a thing that needs to be degraded, needs to be insulted, needs to be unloved and untouched. You find somebody, you find a man saying that, yeah, he was talking to me with disrespect like I'm a woman. And the question lingers like, is a woman a creature that is supposed to be disregarded, disrespected, and degraded? The three D's? Is this what a woman looks like in the eyes of a man, you know? And this is in a space where there are no women. And they insult each other with a term that involves a woman. Like, I'm not your woman. Like, hi, kishin kuruka jami. Like, and now this makes me wonder, How do men actually see women? Like, do they see them as creatures that deserve disrespect? Or that, is it that also on the other side it's a question of, are women the only ones that are allowed to disrespect and degrade men? Is this why men allow it? Is this why men stand for it? Because I don't believe that gender-based violence, right, is just this guy waking up in the morning and he decides, oh, I miss beating a human being. Let me beat up my wife. I don't think that. I believe that everything takes two to tango. I believe that you carry your 50%. I carry my 50%. We put our 250s together and we got 100, right? It takes two to tango. I believe that it takes two to tango. But the question is a woman a creature that we are not really considerate of, we are not really paying attention to that, or what exactly is it when it comes to being a woman? So this is what I was wondering. And also the reassuring process of men reassuring one another of being of being immaculate, of being great, of being nice, of being kind, of being hard workers. Does it really happen? Do you guys really go and say the words accurately? Or is it lost in translation? I believe that if we are going to be reassuring one another as men, I think that we must use our words, because men don't use their words. And I don't understand why, but maybe it's because they have few words. But I believe that men should really honestly use their words. Like, okay, so my friend, eh? Stop insulting your mother, you know, my friend, just to speak. And maybe in this really honestly using accurate sentences, then maybe we can also reassure one another correctly. Like, oh, boss. I've seen it, a couple of times, but I've seen it by high value men are men that understand their value, and they are not doing anything for clout. They're just doing the best at whatever they're doing. I've seen men give each other props accurately. That, oh, I saw your name on a list where I was not supposed to see it. And then I saw that you got the bag. So congratulations, you know, I am proud of you. And also I am proud of the man that you're becoming every day. You are definitely setting a good example. I've seen this, and I can tell you today that the guy that received that reassurance, he walked away with a full heart. You could see it, you could feel it, and even when he took a little breather for some space outside, it sank, you know? It sank in, you know? Because he was recognized by a person that he values. And this is going back to men value other men's opinions. So don't think, right, that your friend will not listen to you because it's just you. Men value other men's opinions. So let's say that our men must reassure one another in the things that they're doing. In the good things that they're doing. So this reassurance is something of taking away doubt and taking away fears that, oh, I saw that, you started working there, and how we would say reassuring is, removing someone's doubt and fears. You can give your brother a congratulations, you know, for the new job. You can give them a congratulations, and not just a congratulations. You can go on to say that you are definitely the perfect person for the job. I have all my faith in you. Like that is going to be enough reassurance, like for the next 10 years. Then you just have to say it again after 10 years, and he will push and he will keep pulling through, and he will even reach greater heights because being recognized by another man is important to a man. Being recognized for them being a man is important to them. It is important to be seen by other men that you are doing something. It's very important. And that is why we say that, if you're going to go out there and you're going to go look for a group of friends, then go and look for a group of friends that are pushing towards something. They are pushing towards greater heights, so that even when you also start pushing, they recognize your push, they recognize your hustle, and they congratulate you. And they want to see you get to the top. So charity starts at home. You need to start with yourself. You need to start with reassuring yourself. And also, start reassuring the people around you. As a man, it's nice to hear things that matter. So reassure your little brother that I saw all your tests, man. Like, yeah, I saw all your tests. I believe that you are doing so well, or like you're doing so well. I saw your test. I believe that you're going to be everything that you want to be in your life. You know, I believe that you're going to be everything that you want in your life. That is good. I have no doubt at all. Right. So don't be afraid to keep going. Don't be afraid to be killing it. Don't be afraid to be the top of your class. Don't be afraid, because I believe in you. Yeah. That one, eh? You will see the child graduate there in Turkey. Is it Turkey? Cum laude. Eh? Cum laude. We have our own cum laude somewhere there. Is it Turkey or Arikistan or something there? I saw it, but I know that we have a girl out there with cum laudes. Eh, guys? Wearing a whole Namibian flag on her graduation gown. Oza. Eh, hey. So if we push that kind of narrative on one another, especially with men, man on man, pushing that kind of narrative with one another, that reassurance that you see another man, that will definitely assist in everything. If your friend, we as women that are in relationships with you guys, right? We have one friend of yours that we believe we can call if things hit the fan. We have that one friend. And usually that one friend is a friend that can listen to both sides, and is a friend that is impartial, and is a friend that can get your man in check and also get you in check at the same time, because they are neutral. Now this friend, right, is also the same friend that motivates your man. It's the same friend that pushes your man to do better. And that is the same friend that tells your man when he does something good, he reassures him, like takes away the doubt and the fears, like, oh, you got that car, or you want that car, you're going to get it, you know, because I believe that you're going to get it. And that is the little oomph that people need. So we as women, we call this friend not for anything that is willy-nilly, or not just for everything. We call this guy when we understand that the conversation or the argument has escalated to a point where it now becomes dangerous for the relationship, and we need a neutral party, but not just any neutral party, a neutral party that the man is comfortable with, right? And also comfortable in a sense of this person is morally just. This person has ethics and principles. Sometimes we miss the target on that one, because the man lies about a specific friend. So he's telling you every day that no, he's with IUM and he's coming home at 2 a.m. He's with IUM and IUM is just making him do this. He's with IUM, IUM is with girls. But in actual fact, he's not with IUM, he's with George. But he can't tell you that he's with George, because you already don't like George. George is not encouraging. George is not motivating. And also George is not doing much, and he's not doing anything like anything productive in a sense of, I'm going to be a productive member of society. He's not doing that. So if that is George's situation, then the likelihood of you not liking George as a woman is high. So this person likes his friend, and George might not even be the way that this man is painting George, eh? At all. Good evening.
Alright, good evening once again.
Good evening, love of the nation. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
What did you go and think about?
Alright. Before I did not make my point.
Oh, okay.
Let me compliment the motive of this program. Addressing the elephant in the room.
What's that?
For not leave the stone unturned. While others are afraid to speak it, here we can speak it.
What's that?
I like the motive of this program.
As we will talk. Satum Bwangureke, we are scared of nothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Within the interest of the time.
Okay.
I am asking now according to your own understanding.
Okay.
Or your own opinions.
Okay.
There is a male sterilization.
Okay.
There is a woman sterilization.
Yes.
Now, my question. If a woman got sterilized, do you think that it will affect a cycle or it will not?
Okay. Affect a cycle, which kind of cycle? Menstruation cycle, life cycle, woman cycle, what cycle?
Menstrual cycle.
Okay, if she's sterilized, if she has a vasectomy or whatever they call it for women,
Yes.
If there are no eggs, there's no kukosharing, huh? And ba kosharangere no mai.
You are at the same tech with me.
Uh-huh.
You know why I want to debate about that?
Please.
I have searched on it.
Uh-huh.
But scientifically, they only listening like it cannot affect the menstrual process, but they did not made it clear. They did not prove it. They only say if a woman gets sterilized, it cannot affect the hormone, but the reality on the ground.
Yeah.
The menstrual, it cannot be caused by hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Menstrual can be caused through an egg
process.
Mm-hmm. Hormone only they made cell and tissue, but they are not the one to cause a menstrual process. Yeah. And in my deep thought, when a sterilized being practiced on a woman, it can be done in a two manner.
Okay.
Either the fallopian tube or an oviduct, it can be tightened, or it can be sealed, or on other hand, the fallopian tube, it can be cut.
Okay.
Now, when an egg produced from the ovary, then it have to move through a fallopian tube. If you block a fallopian tube, or you cut it, how can an egg have to move
out
to move out and then to the uterus until it wait for a menstrual time? How it will be done? That's why I am challenging scientifically how it will be done. Thus, me, I can say that it will completely affect the menstrual process if the woman gets sterilized.
Yeah.
Thus, that woman sterilization, when it comes on Namibia, it is not authorized. Or is it authorized?
Women do get sterilized.
Other countries.
No. Women do get sterilized consensually. You know, they have their fallopian tubes tied. I don't know now if it is a matter of after the fallopian tubes are tied and then you decide that, you know what? I want to have a baby now. And then you go and get them untied and then they just reconnect or what? I don't know now that process. But I also know that the uterus also just, that it also gets removed. So that is also, another form of sterilization.
If the uterus got removed, there will be no menstrual process.
Yes, yes.
That is, and now my concern, if a woman is between the age of being on menstrual, it will be unhealthy. Unless that woman is on a menopause. Yeah, it will be unhealthy. Seriously, it will be unhealthy. Yes, because that process is the natural power of a woman. Similar like when you sterilized a man, you completely reduce the power of a man.
Okay.
just take an example to the female, to the male animals.
You guys always go to animals when you guys talk about this. you guys always go to Ongobe. Shawalutulongobe.
It began to become even weak. Even when it is moving, even when it is fighting, it is no longer able to fight.
How does it fight? Like it fights soft.
The power being reduced. Even it was used to chase you from the crawl, it will be no longer done so.
It's not interested in fights. It just wants to live its life.
Yes, it is surrender. Surrender, it is natural power of doing things. But when it's not castrated, it can even destroy the fountains. Even the bushes, it started to fight. Yeah, then my concern, if a woman really gets sterilized, it will completely badly affect the menstrual process.
What do you think happens to, if we are looking at, the male species and it being sterilized, and we say that it affects its manhood and its being as a male animal. What do you think happens to a woman?
All right. When a woman gets sterilized, yes, I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah.
That woman will be no longer produced.
Apart from reproduction, guys, let's just go to other things that is not related to the uterus. What happens to a woman? Because we have spoken about the young bull, right? We have spoken about Ongobe and the fact that it cools down and its temper, it's not so aggressive and it's no longer like really a bull, Ongobar, you know?
Okay.
So what happens to a female maybe?
Let me tell you something else. I know very well.
I can hear you nicely.
I know things very well.
Yeah.
I know some of the woman since become at the age of menstrual process. that person didn't menstruate.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a natural problem or what, but as I am speaking here, that woman become blind.
Blind?
Yes, become blind and even mentality is confused. That is a natural power of the woman. I'm telling you the truth. That is a natural power.
It doesn't feel very powerful, my dear. It doesn't feel very powerful. It feels like a liability, kanakameme. But okay.
That is a health of the woman. Naturally, it is a healthy. If it is not in a normal process, even yourself, you are going to realize that there is something wrong. Even a man, if I'm not elect, I even start to get serious ill. And some of the men, they will even confuse. Their mentality will be confused. That is natural power, my dear. That is natural power. Natural power of a human creature.
So no, what type of woman does a woman become now if she's sterilized? Does she become more manly? Does she become feminine? Is this an unknown?
Become weak.
Weak to what?
Oh, to cancer.
So they become, I hear you. So basically, it is, you expose your immune system to a lot of diseases or viruses or everything that is outside there because, you sterilized yourself or you don't have a uterus.
Because naturally, the egg was supposed to move through the fallopian tube, then have to match with the male cell. If they did not got in contact with the male cell there through the fallopian tube, it have to be in the uterus. For some period, and then get destroyed naturally, which we can call it will be a process. Now, my
imagination is also wild right now. So if the eggs are not going through the fallopian tubes,
yes,
where are they going? Are they staying there to create unwanted bacteria or do they not menstruate at all?
They will stay there because they are both similar like you block the water not to enter through a tube.
Yeah.
They will be remain there, get rotten
I can't hear you.
They remain there because they are blocked. They cannot move. Got expired while they are there.
Rotten
and dispersed. But there was not supposed to be the place for them to get rotten and dispersed there. It is only due to our human attempting.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah. Yeah. Science
and biology.
That was my silly opinion.
Okay. Wait. So So one of my relatives, right? She had cancer at some point, and then she had cervical cancer.
Yeah.
And the womb had to be removed.
Right.
Yeah, the womb had to be removed. By then, I think she was in her early or mid 40s. She didn't reach menopause.
She didn't reach
menopause. Mm-hmm. Now, if the question that I'm thinking, if you don't have a womb, do you also reach menopause? Nenge, you're already just there. Like, you're already just there.
We can call it just a menopause because
it's already a hair. It's the stopping most of
the menstrual process. It can be not. It cannot be carried. It is process.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now, she says that every time we talk about it, she says that not having a womb makes her feel bad because it is like her womanhood was taken away.
Seriously, the matrix is what I'm being trying to make that point here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm.
Even maybe. Not to the point. Even
the about behavior, people's wombs today.
Even the behavior.
Yeah.
It will be completely changed.
Yeah, because she also says that after she had her womb removed, right? She's not romantically interested in anybody. It's just not there.
Yes, for those who have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even you are mine or you are not mine.
Yeah.
I know already that women from the young tender of ages.
Yes.
Until 45.
Mm.
While they are between the ages of a menstrual process.
Mm.
At that time.
Mm.
Their behaviors, their way of feeling, their happiness,
the way they carry themselves.
Yeah, they are a happy somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When it begins from 45 above, their behavior begins to change. How do you call orungwenye? Because she's becoming on other process which he ever met before. And when she became about 60,
she will be better.
We're supposed to ask.
Hey, so what happens to you people? Hey, Otenga, fallopian tubes, hey, menopause, hey, menstruation, hey, mawunjitagiamo, hey, tagashuna, hey. For 2 months you have a chest and then the next month is gone, is zero again. So,
yeah.
I know, what do you guys go through?
Ask us.
And I'm asking
us.
You.
You are supposed to study us and describe us.
I don't think anything happens to you people, man.
We are yours.
I don't think anything happens to you people, like,
Amen.
Oh, no, tamwinda, la, muvita.
Amen is amen. If he can be able to reproduce even at the age of 90 or 100.
But also his kids are not going to come out 100. Oh.
He can able to impregnate you.
Yes, but also that sperm is also old. It's just that men don't like to talk the truth. Now that sperm is going to come slow. It's a slow sperm, that one.
Listen.
Ano mga panda re mitiko may nampando ka product hata kasi me mitiko.
The power is completely different.
Mm.
Some are young, but their reproductive are weak.
Yeah.
Some are even at the age of 90 and 80, you cannot even play with that many. within 2 minutes, you start to fear.
Ah! Otetu na mwene wongkunda kuku kamenye. Now kuku kamenye, he was around the age of, I think he was like 80, 89, 90. Mm. He was, and then one day he was sitting there and he was like, kanda hana mbaba wanja alanduru. Now kuku nambaba ne, kuku nambaba is his last born. Kuku nambaba is a kuku. Kuku nambaba is like 70.
But honestly,
he can actually.
Some of the people only for the heart request, but the body it cannot. The body strength and it cannot permit it.
That's
why others are dying on top of others.
Because the body cannot handle that.
Cannot handle only the heart, but really the feelings. The feelings are not permitted at such
an age. It's tender.
Are not really permitted. Only the heart is, because I want to do this and this, but really feeling no, I weaken you already. Seriously.
Yeah. Chai tovuru, man.
Yes. Only the heart. Yeah. It is rock smart. I want that you are unable. You are unable. You only want to destroy your.
You just want to kill yourself because that is a heart attack. That one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a heart attack, and that's how you ruin your reputation.
Yes.
And you die on top of somebody.
And your heart it is no longer able to
pump like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You end up, when you make it, you will end up just, the whole breathing went on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That was my...
Your second conversation. Thank you so much, Love of the Nation. You are keeping us on our toes today.
Yes. Good night.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Have you come to the end of the program?
No, my dear. We still have 1 hour. So I don't understand you saying good night. I was like, huh? Okay. Oh. Well, I'm waiting for you with the last conversation at 11:30.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you for the last one.
11:30, I will be back.
You'll be back. I'll be waiting for you.
Just greet the audience.
I will do so.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings here with the Matriarch. And what we're doing on this Wednesday is you have the power and the privilege to come in as many times as you would like to come and utilize this opportunity of addressing the elephant in the room, to talk about it. And our previous caller came up with a conversation that is actually a conversation worth having, female sterilization and male sterilization. Now, we were talking about animals and what happens to them when they are sterilized, and also maybe our opinions on sterilization when it comes to women and what happens to them. Lucky for us, we have some form of experience. We know a few people, so we tell stories from their perspectives as well. But before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, let us take a quick breather and we will revert back to you immediately after we pay the bills.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Audio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulo olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Good evening, my lovely people. How are you doing? Hello, hello, from all the corners of the world. I hope you can hear me. I hope you can hear me. Hello, hello. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to finish off with reassurance. We spoke about the men's opinion in the men's perspective when it comes to reassurance, right? And then we are now moving on to women. Why do we need reassurance? What is it? Let's start with what it is. Now, reassurance is removing doubt. Removing doubts and fears from somebody, basically by talking to them and telling them, right? In my opinion now, telling them. Because you can reassure somebody through action. You can reassure somebody through deed. And through deed, mostly it is by supporting. For example, let's go with your sister is going for an interview, right? And the interview is at 8 o'clock. And how you can support your sister that's going to an interview without using words, because I think that words are a problem. I feel like many of us don't know how to talk. Many of us don't want to talk. Many of us don't. This talking thing is not really, it's not really you guys' thing. So, so reassurance, indeed would be getting up also and making sure that she is absolutely equipped. So, you know, she spent the whole night prepping for this interview. So she left all the papers on the table and she left her clothes in the washing machine. So what you can do is maybe take them out and then hang them and then let them dry. You iron them for her and, you just do deeds for her. You do things for her to make her know that you are definitely in support of this interview that she's going for and, You can escort her and then finally you tell her good, like you're gonna kill it. Like go get them tiger, go get the bag. You know, that's what you can say, go get the bag. But your whole morning routine has been a routine of support. You can support somebody and this support is reassurance also, because if I am supported, I know that where I'm going and what I'm doing is for a good cause and I am in the correct path, or I am seen to be in the correct path. If those that I love and those that I value and those that I cherish are rooting for me right there, they're going through the motions with me. So this would now eliminate doubt, that if you had doubt about, yeah, should I really go? Should I not go? This would be the confirmation that you need. Like when you wake up and your clothes are ironed, you know, you didn't iron your clothes, but your clothes are ironed. It was Santa. Santa came to iron your clothes. You know that this is a sign, you know, don't be afraid and don't doubt. Keep going. And that is how you do it, with deed and with action. So you support your next of kin. The reason that many of us need reassurance is that we have so many doubts and the world has put so many fears within us. And I think that we as a people that are in tune with one another, it is important for us to reassure each other that we are on the correct path and to take away that doubt, to take away those fears. And if we are doubtful as well, having a conversation about this doubt is also reassurance that this is a dangerous place, that it is standbying what I already feared. Now people use this one, that particular one, to their advantage in a sense of derailing other people. So they can say all kinds of negative things to you and they can now amplify your doubt, right? Even in a place or a space that your doubt was not necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold that thought.
Oulium nangeshifa, noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, so we're talking about reassurance from a female perspective. And with the females, right, I believe that many females generally do reassure one another. They do speak words of kindness. And that is why there's not much to say around the matter. Because with women, it is reassurance constantly. It's constantly being in your face with, you are beautiful, you are wanted, you are needed, you are great, you are wonderful, you are amazing. I think that women do a great job when it comes to reassuring one another of our life situations. I believe that women have a great network of support systems that are in so many groups and so many, you know, women have knitting groups. And you're like, oh, it's a knitting group. What's up, my knitter? Yeah. It's like, they have knitting groups. They have cat groups. They have dog groups. They have groups. Women have a tendency of having a community outside of the community that they create or outside of the community that they are from. Women have a tendency of finding comfort and finding peace within different places that they do find groups where they do belong. And even if they don't belong, they eventually find it. That's why even if you don't belong in real life, you find a society or a little community that believes in the same things that you believe in, and you belong to that society. So with women, we reassure each other all the time. So let us move on before Love of the Nation comes and hits us with another conversation. Yeah, people are using their opportunity on this Wednesday. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to buzz us up and you would like to conversate with us. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're talking about reassurance, and we have spoken about reassurance from a male perspective, how important reassurance is to the male species, from the male species. And then also maybe we can talk about, or let's touch base on what reassurance means from partners, for example. I believe that all of us need reassurance, especially when it comes to the doubts and the fears that we have as individuals within this life that we are going through. As partners and as friends, it is imperative for us to support one another, for us to do the best we can with one another, to eliminate doubts within our peers and ourselves and our next of kin, right? So with a romantic relationship, for example, if there are doubts and there are fears, what a woman would have to do in terms of reassuring her partner, it would be to identify the doubt. We can't just say, okay, remove the doubt and the fear. With men, it's very difficult to identify, because they are very close of species. They are very close. I speak of you guys as species because how? Eh? You are a species. I'm a species. We are all species here. So, within a relationship context, it is establishing what the doubts are and what the fears are, and establishing why they are not true and why they are true. Now, if these doubts that this person is having are true, then you would have to now motivate and reassure in an aspect of not patronizing them and not gaslighting them into believing that their doubts are not real, especially if their doubts are real doubts, right? It would be to say that maybe you can try and see. Because if somebody is telling you that, I know I'm not qualified, right? I know I'm not qualified, and I know that the likelihood of me not getting it is very high. Then you can't just be a cheerleader that is, yeah, I know you can do it because you are phenomenal, because it will not slap as hard as it should. It will not sit as solid as it should, because that is not just doubt. That is a fact. The person is not qualified. So maybe, right, how you can motivate and reassure this person of how hardworking they are and how they can make it work if they get the opportunity, right, is by encouraging them to do their best, by encouraging them to push forward, by encouraging them to try, and also stating facts that are positive. So this person got the interview by luck, right? So maybe Eagle FM put out an ad where we're hiring. You have to have 4 years of radio experience, and you have to have 10 years of production experience and then this person comes along and this person says that I want to go and present and I have enough topics for a lifetime. And I know that I can do this, but I don't have these 10 years and I don't have this qualification, for example, but I know I'm good for it and I know I'm going to be the best employee that Eagle FM has ever seen, right? Now, you as the person that is reassuring your personal person, you would now have to say that the fact that you are being called for an interview shows that there is something. So that is the element that you look at. You don't go and say, yeah, I also know that you're not qualified. I also know, no, you don't do that. And then you go and say that, or you go and turn around and say that, yeah, but you are qualified. I know I'm not. That's, when you tell me that, that's just gaslighting me. That's gaslighting me. That's lying to me because even I know the truth, you know? So what you would have to say is, or what you'd have to look at is the positive in everything. So you are called for an interview because something stood out to the interviewers. And it could have been a mistake, but you are here now, right? So what you are going to do when you go to Eagle FM for your interview, right? You're going to do the very best that you could possibly do. You are going to give it your all. You are going to go above and beyond. And when you go above and beyond, now you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it fully, wholeheartedly. It is what it is. Amandla Awetu, you're gonna go, and this thing that you are saying that you can deliver, right? You better go deliver it. So when you go, you must go with a voice, you must go with spontaneity, yeah, and then you must go with your flamboyant nature, and you must also go with an ear to listen, and that is how you reassure somebody of their worth and eliminate the doubt that they have within themselves. Not by sugarcoating and making things seem like, no, but you are qualified, maybe, you know, don't oversell the product, especially when I know the product also, but see me in my light and then let's work on that one. Let's work with the strengths. Let's acknowledge the weaknesses, but let's acknowledge them in such a way that we make them strengths. If you guys get the drift, you get the drift. That is how you reassure somebody of a position in which they know that they don't deserve, or they know that it is way above them, but they got it anyways. That is exactly how you do it. So now for our final 10 minutes or 20 minutes, right? Before we end our show, we're going to be talking about reassurance after betrayal. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just intimate partners or romantic partners that betray one another. It is friends, it is families, it is colleagues, it is everybody has the potential to break your heart along the way. Everybody has the potential to make you feel bad. Everybody has the potential to betray you. Now, reassurance after betrayal, especially in a romantic relationship, is a crucial step in the healing process, because we all have to heal and we all have to somewhere, somehow move past the betrayal. But it is not us forcing the moving past the betrayal. It's not us bulldozing. It's not us trying to skip over it like it never happened, right? It involves acknowledging the hurt, offering support, and demonstrating consistency. It depends on behavior and also how to rebuild the trust. Reassurance can help the betrayed person feel emotionally supported and balanced. Now, the person that is betrayed is the person that doesn't forget. You don't forget because it happened to you. You don't forget because you walk around with the scars. You don't forget because you are still living within it. You can't live past it. You can't live around it. You can't live under it or above it. You have to live through it. And living through it is excruciating. It is painful. Healing is painful. Healing is messy. Healing is not something that is organized and put in a corner and, you put a dozen boxes or you pack it in a cupboard. That's not healing. Healing is messy. Healing is loud. Healing is quiet. Healing is everything that you don't want and everything that you want in the same box. And now we're going to be talking about how are we going to be, if I'm the one that did something wrong, if I'm the one that betrayed you, but I still want to be in your life. I want to be in your life and I still want to make it work and I still want to try and I still want to rebuild the relationship that we had. How are we going to do this? Because for starters, the worst part is that you think that I actually have to do something. So that part of me saying, how are we going to do it? No. This is not a we activity. This is a you activity. How are you going to do it? And then I get onto the train a little later when I know that the train moves and the train is going to the direction in which we are going. So now, friend, I need you. Eh? I need you to... I need you to step up. So how do we provide reassurance? One, acknowledge and take responsibility. The person who betrayed must acknowledge their actions and take responsibility for the hurt they've caused you. Many of the people that hurt and betray others don't actually know that they hurt others. And even if they do know, they don't know to what extent they hurt others. And that is why people can wake up in the morning and just go shoot down people. This is why people can just wake up one day and just decide to off themselves. Because we don't know to what extent this person's emotions are. And we don't know what our actions do. We don't know how betrayal feels for them. Because we think that, it was just a small thing, man. Eh? I just missed your thing to go to your friend's thing and she was just better company. And you think that you didn't betray me by choosing my friend over me, my friend that is not even your friend. And then you choose that friend over me and you think you didn't betray me in any way because I mean, you didn't insult me and we didn't fight and you think that it's not betrayal. And that's the problem. The person who betrayed must acknowledge their actions. Acknowledging their actions is looking at the situation as truthful as it should be. Looking at the situation in real time. What did I do to matriarch? Okay, so matriarch is angry. What is matriarch angry about? Matriarch is angry that I went to Sarafina's party. Why is she angry that I went to Sarafina's party? Because I stood her up for a party. I stood her up for a party so that I stood her up at her party so that I can go to Sarafina's party. Why does she see this as betrayal? She sees this as betrayal because of how she feels towards Sarafina. And also how you did not prioritize her as a friend and chose to go to somebody that she already has mixed feelings about, right? Party. That's the action. That is what you need to acknowledge. Kuchaho, matriarch feels bad that I went to a friend, to her friend's party, her friend that always steals her other friends, a friend that talks bad about her behind her back, a friend that has hurt her deeply, a friend that she's also just trying to get away from, a friend that she's trying to detach from, a bad friend. And that's where I went and that's what I chose. And that was the ultimate betrayal, right? You betrayed me. And then also, right? I didn't have the audacity to tell the truth. And so I lied about it. And then this somebody that was there overheard a conversation between you and the other bad friend talking about Sarafina or matriarch, right? And what you had to say was not in good light. And that was the betrayal. Like, how can you talk about me to that person when you know how I feel about that person in the first place? And you know what I'm going through with that person. And how could you go there? It's how could you? That is the problem. That's the betrayal. So the person that betrayed must acknowledge their actions and take responsibility of the hurt they caused. So how would you take responsibility? Taking responsibility is taking ownership of it. So I hurt you by doing this. I hurt you by doing this. And I hurt you by doing this. And I'm sorry for that. That is taking responsibility. This includes genuine remorse. Now, you guys wonder why somebody does something very small, right? Somebody that does something very small and then they get big sentences. Like the guy for the towels. The guy for the towels gets such a tough sentence because he stole towels, and he stole towels valued at like 5,000 or something from a lodge. And he got something like 3 years. And we are all like, yo, but 3 years is a lot to spend in prison for towels. And why is the magistrate so hard on him? Or why is this? Why is that? And what I could say is that this person is not a remorseful person. How do we know that this person is not a remorseful person? Because the person is a repeat offender. A repeat offender is somebody that is constantly offending. If you are constantly offending, then this is something that you do. This is something that you are accustomed to. It's not because you feel sorry for the people that you are stealing from, or you even acknowledge that you stealing from them is detrimental to their business, right? You don't care. And that is the remorseful part. Like, are you remorseful? So you come and say that, no, brah. So I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And the way you are talking and the way you are rushing through it, right? I can tell when you're sorry and when I matter. Now, if this is never displayed, right? Then it eliminates the accountability and the responsibility, or the acknowledgement and the responsibility. It eliminates all of it. Because it's not genuine. And also, you would have to express sorrow, because there shouldn't be a feeling that you are not sad. So if you are maybe learning how to go and manipulate your girlfriend into taking you back, have these elements, friend. Have these elements, you know. If you have betrayed your girlfriend and you are trying to get her back and she's like, nah, brah, and you don't understand why, it's maybe because you don't have remorse. Remorse is you showing that what you have done, you know that it is bad and you don't want to do it again and you are sorry. So now if you are a repeat offender, right? That is already a red flag. The biggest red flag. Because the other times you were not remorseful and you got away with it last time, right? You got away with it last time, and then you became smart and you started thinking of it as a loophole. You started thinking of it as a business. So are you really remorseful? No, you're not remorseful. You just sad because you got caught, and there's a difference between I'm sad because I got caught and I'm remorseful for what I've done. Because in this instance, I'm just going to be leaving a criminal to be roaming the streets, because this is exactly what I'm expecting in the next 2 months, because this person is a repeat offender. That's it. So there's an 18-year-old boy, Emmanuel somebody, that got 18 months in prison. Right? He got 18 months in prison for stealing car mirrors. And the internet went wild. Like, oh my goodness, 1 year and 6 months in jail just for stealing mirrors. Like, why didn't he just get a fine? Why didn't he just, you know, community service or whatever? Hey, the judge, the magistrate, looked at the person and looked at previous transgressions. And this is how you would know that, is this person remorseful or is this person not remorseful? Is this person just sad and scared because they got caught? But the minute they go out there and they forget that jail smells like this and jail sounds like this, they are going to go and do the exact same thing because they are repeat offenders. That is how you determine through that remorse. And sometimes also you must learn to see past the crocodile tears, ne? And understand that people's tears, ne? They are extremely close, but it doesn't mean anything. They use tears against you so that you can forgive them quickly. And then in 2 to 3 days, they are gone back to normal. And that's moving on to our next point of reassurance after betrayal. Be consistent and dependable. Be consistent and dependable. Now, this is for you, the betrayer, Andishi. Everything here is for the betrayer. You need to provide reassurance, and this is how you provide reassurance. So if you have betrayed your parents, right, you have to take accountability and you have to take responsibility, and you have to acknowledge the fact that you did something wrong and where you did something wrong and how you did something wrong. And then you have to be consistent and dependable. So consistent and dependable means that you are not out of sight. I cannot not find you. So if you were already the child that we caught at a party, or we were called by Usajen to come and pick up our minor child at the police station because they were drinking at a party during COVID, and we thought we could trust you and depend on you, and now this is what you're giving, then you have to be consistent and dependable. Good evening.
All right.
You're Becky.
Yes.
How are you doing again?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Awesome, thank you.
Me too, I'm awesome, thanks.
Very good. Uh-huh. And Matthew here.
Wonderful.
All right, Demetriek.
Yes.
What determine success?
Mm-mm-mm. That one is a tough one, my friend. I believe that success is purely individually based. It all depends on you. It doesn't depend on time. It doesn't depend on resources. It doesn't depend on anything except you. If you are determined to succeed, you shall succeed. And if you are determined to succeed, you will know that the blueprint to success is a couple of stumbles and falls along the way, but that does not mean failure and lack of success. It means that that is the way to success. So you have to be determined to succeed regardless of the odds. And if you are determined to succeed, then so shall it be. But if you are not determined to succeed, but you want to succeed, but you're not determined to succeed and do everything to succeed, right? And understand the process of success, then you will not succeed.
All right.
Mm.
Which means that success can be described or categorized in two manners.
Mm.
Either a person by him or herself can able to categorize that he or she is succeed,
mm-hmm.
or other they can categorize it as he or she is succeed or he or she is not succeed.
Okay.
You know why I come up with such a point.
Uh-huh.
There are some of the people.
Yes.
If he have got
mm-hmm.
achieve something where I am not achieve it, that person categorized me that I did not
succeed.
While others, let me give you an example.
Yeah, you have a car and I don't have a car. So me with a car, I'm successful. You without a car, you're not successful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
While others, they take it that I am succeed. Like, right, love of the nation, he is able to communicate in an official language. While I cannot able, he succeed. Even if he didn't have any million, he did not have any 10%, he succeed. Yeah. You succeed, you have a million, you have 100,000. When I give you a bank statement to complete it, you are unable, you look for an assistance. Thus, I can say success or successfully, it can be determined on how someone categorizes his or herself and also others on how they categorize such a person. Most of the people, they only count others as their success if they only achieving something relate to financial. But not only financial means success.
Yeah.
Okay, before you did not come to the point of reaching a financial level, you missed that you were already failing on all of the things. You did not succeed on other things, or what? You only missed that you are a failure, then to the financial success. No, there is other point you have succeed.
Yes. I think that with success, right, what we need to put into consideration is that your understanding of success is not my understanding of success, because you can feel like you succeeded when you have, for example, you have 100 hectares of land on the other side of the red line, and you have 50 goats and 50 cows. Right?
Yes.
For you, that is success. Kucha, enkoro, watu ningara, you know, no, nandotwa ningenyara, tahumbara, enkoro no mano. But this is, I am rich and I am wealthy.
Yes.
And then another person would look at that and say that is not successful. What is successful is the GTI Golf and a flat in Kleiner Cooper. And the flat is not mine. I'm just renting at the back of somebody's house in a bachelor flat, but I'm successful and love of the nation is not successful.
But
And then you find the other one is saying that I work in Woman Brock and I'm the manager. I'm very successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am not married.
Yeah.
But I have a home.
Yes, I'm successful.
I'm not succeed.
Yeah, you're not successful because you don't have a wife, but you have a home and you have everything.
Somebody have a wife and husband, but they didn't have even.
They don't have a home.
And you categorize me because
those ones are successful. Those
because
ones.
Because a million. And me, I don't have a million. You categorize me that I did not succeed.
Which, you have a million in cash, right? And I have a million in assets. Over a million in assets. So, and then you categorize me as unsuccessful because I don't have a million in cash and you have a million in cash.
Yes.
But then, this is most now the definition of success in itself. I think that many of us don't, we don't know what the criteria is or the bar for success is. So we try and go. Mm-hmm.
Success means achieving something through an skills, efforts, and courage.
What's that?
Not only financial can achieve through skills, efforts, and courage. There is a lot of things in life.
There are so many things. Like maintaining your relationship.
Yes!
Because it's very difficult to be with another person, guys.
Even maintaining an interaction with other people.
Hey.
That is a success.
That is a success.
Yes.
Maintaining a good relationship with your children from birth, from birth up until forever.
Yes. Thus, I always like to tell the people that you cannot really call somebody that you are very poor. There is no somebody who is completely poor. A person,
especially not Africans.
Yes, a person have what you also don't have, but you need it. That's why
it's just like the America or the West. They look at Africa like, oh my goodness, the Africans, they are struggling. And they live in apartments or houses alone. Yeah? And Africans are living in a community with people. They have camaraderie. They have a village. They have love. They have togetherness and samewerken. And this person that lives alone in an apartment in a very cold place is telling the Africans that they are not successful.
They are not successful.
How?
First, it depends on how you understand also yourself.
Yeah.
If you did not understand yourself clearly, others, they are going to give you a wrong interpretation.
Yeah, of what success
you
is.
You are very poor. You have nothing.
Yeah.
Keep quiet. Me, I used to drive all the models. I have an Lexia. House at Clean Coupe.
Yeah.
You have nothing.
Hey.
Just remain in Vampland. You have nothing. You will die poor. You know what? Me, I used to exchange the model of vehicles.
When this one is an old one.
I have even smart ladies.
Yeah.
Look to your lady. How is it she looks like? When that person who used to change the model each and every year.
Yeah.
When he or she passed on.
The bank comes and collects.
there is no state in the house. People are going to borrow state nearby the neighbors, the house where they
which are even the place where the Mpataliwa is not even his house. It is his parents' house, his grandmother's house, that he didn't build anything there because he has a flat.
Have you realized that people have much ignore the basic matters while they only look at a higher, but some of the basic matters, the basic need things are very important so that you can be able to make it as a compile and a sphere for you to achieve the great one. Thus, you find some of us putting on the table expensive liquor.
But that one.
Such a person, if you went
to their house,
even in the loom,
mm-hmm.
there is no an aqua fresh. Imagine an aqua fresh.
Aqua fresh.
Aqua fresh.
There's nothing in the fridge. It's just a bottle of water and a half onion.
Even you ask that a person that you, okay, this is a paper, let us take a lot of something, even a pen to write.
Mm.
How much is a pen?
$2.
$2.
Mm-hmm.
But used to talk whatever he feel like while he's close to hands.
Mm.
Yes. Even your soap.
Mm.
Nothing.
They're just quiet. But then I think it all depends. I think it all depends on what we determine success to be, or what we categorize success to be in our own lives, and tailor make it towards us individually. Because I think we also have different aspirations and different wants out of life. But I think the universal definition of success should be stability and liberation.
Yes.
So, are you stable and are you liberated? If you are deeming yourself to be successful, are you a person that can wake up tomorrow and do whatever you want to do?
Yes.
And are you a person that is stable? You know, where tomorrow there's nothing that is out of the ordinary that is going to happen to you, except now for Mother Nature kind of things. Like, you know, you can't predict death, you can't predict accidents, but even if these accidents and these deaths come in, are they going to dishevel your life because you are unstable?
Yes.
Or is it just going to be an ordinary bad thing that has happened?
If you understand the term success,
mm-hmm.
you can be able to appreciate even yourself or what is a little being done.
Yes.
Because if you fail to appreciate yourself and even the little being done,
you'll never be grateful.
You will find yourself having a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
You are unable to sleep because still you are chasing. I am not
a trillion and one.
I want to again to until you die due to stress.
Yeah, because you are just chasing and chasing because you don't realize when you have reached the benchmark of success for yourself, because you don't even set goals for yourself.
Yes, like
and even when you reach the goals that you have set for yourself, even those goals are not enough.
Yes. Mm. Here I have success, here I have failure. Yeah. Mm. And let me make my way forward.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I think success can
be determined on how you can able to understand yourself and understand others, ways of life.
Mm.
Yeah.
True.
I hope I have done my part for
you. You have been the anchor of this program for this evening, my dear.
Because I used to be a long time with sound.
So now you came to dose us before you leave us again for another long time or what? What is this? Where before you go and disappear again?
Just try the frequency.
Uh-huh. We are trying, man, with the frequency. Like, it's also stressing me. I think that people don't... It's stressing me also. Like...
When, when I'm fully listening on others, then always I will be near. Is it Wanangama still here?
Who's Wanangama?
You forget already your Alena.
Is not Wanangama, man.
It's Wanangama? Omlemba.
It's Onlemba. Onlemba Wanangama. And that's it, my man.
He's resigning from the program already.
Oh, that one dropped out, man. He's doing another cause. Mm-hmm. The business segment. I always hear him there. He dropped out of Pulling Heartstrings. So, kwali tacho tavuru mai tavuruka.
Uncle
Bueno Query, Uncle Bueno is still present.
Maybe Dina now become a...
Dina graduated, my dear. She graduated.
You become a big woman.
My dear, she graduated.
But I miss the voice of a lot of the people. My congratulations dear. To Dina.
Oh, imagine where we started.
And others?
Everybody is fantastic and everybody is fine.
Good. I have, we have also gotten others, they have joined us.
New ones, yes.
Yeah, I want the frequency to become on a right position so that I can listen.
Oh, me also.
Yeah.
I will call them again today.
Otherwise, I wanted to listen to those who participated today, but this frequency, it left me behind, man.
Oh. It's making us all feel bad, I'm telling you.
It left me behind.
Mm-hmm.
You said that Uncle Bwana is here.
Yeah, Uncle Bwana is around.
Yeah. Good. Memaria
is around, but Memaria is more busy with life, so she just pops in here and there.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Tate.
See you next time.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sharp. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to catch us on our final 5 minutes of our show. As we cruise in control, as we exude positive energy, as we are sending it out there, as we are healing the inner child, as we are healing as we grow, as we are reassuring ourselves and one another that we are important. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. If you have just joined us, you have joined us at the part of the show where we just end out positive energy and good light. You have joined us at a part of the show where we are basically just ringing bells in a true meditative form. Ladies and gentlemen, our Wednesdays are like that. Our Wednesdays are immaculate. Our Wednesdays are Wednesdays where you are allowed to come in and air your views and talk about everything that you want. So for a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to meditate, right? We're going to meditate within the space and we are going to allow the frequency of love, the frequency of positive energy to drive straight through us. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the four elements of Earth. We're doing the four elements of Earth as we sign off our show, as we get in tune and in alignment, as we send out positive energy to our country, as we send out a healing heart, as we send out a healing space, as we put you in a place of comfort, in a place of peace, in a place of serenity. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like for you to close your eyes for a minute. I would like for you to sit within the space. I would like for you to take one big breath in. And one big breath out. And I want it to be done two times, three times. And as we are diving through the elements tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please do close your eyes and take in the moment as we listen to the elements of life. Are we breathing as we say farewell? And to close off our meditation, all right, my beloveds. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason I played our elements and our sounds, it's to remind you that we are here. We are here. We are part and parcel of a world, of a life, of an earth, of a society, of a planet. We are here. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that. Don't forget that you are important. Don't forget that you are phenomenal. Don't forget that you are uniquely made. Don't forget that there is no other you. Sleep easy, rest easy, wake up easy. There is no challenge that is bigger than you. There is no challenge that is new. There is no challenge that does not end. Ladies and gentlemen, I leave you with these words. Kapunashikukutuyashihuru. There's nothing that is hard that doesn't end. This too shall pass, just like everything else. From me, the matriarch, queen mother of the tribe, I love you forever and a day.